KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy, 12 degrees above zero. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A February trial has been scheduled for a Sergeant Bluff man accused of headbutting his teenage son. 47-year-old Bradley Groff entered a written plea of not guilty this week in Woodbury County District Court. The charge is child endangerment causing injury. Groff's trial is scheduled to begin on February 3rd. Court documents say the incident occurred while Groff was practicing wrestling with his 11 and 13-year-old sons at his business, Wall of Fame. Documents say the older boy asked to stop practicing, but Groff threw him onto a mat several times and then headbutted him. Documents also say Groff later stomped his son's head onto the mat, giving the boy a bloody nose. A Southwest Iowa man accused of planting audio recording devices in a woman's home now faces a federal charge of being a felon in possession of firearms. As we had reported earlier this week, 38-year-old Aaron Johnson was arrested Monday at his Red Oak home on a federal warrant. He'd been free on bond. He's pleaded not guilty to state charges of eavesdropping and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Johnson originally was arrested November 3rd on the state charges. The woman reported finding one of the audio bugs, and then authorities found another one in her bedroom. She says the only person granted access to her residence was a pest control technician who happened to be Johnson. Police say a search of Johnson's home turned up similar devices, guns, and ammunition. A traffic stop on Washington Street in Exira Tuesday night resulted in the arrest of a local man on drug charges. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 24-year-old Joel Roger Nelson of Exira was charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Nelson was being held in the Audubon County Jail. Eight counties in Southwest Iowa will benefit this year from a grant announced by the Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund. Southwest Iowa Planning Council Executive Director John McCurdy told the Daily Nonpareil the $350,669 grant will be distributed among Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Shelby, and Pottawatomi counties. Grant funding will not be used for projects in Council Bluffs. McCurdy said a primary use of the funds is a home buyer assistance program that can help those in need buy homes with up to 7%, up to a maximum of $7,000, in assistance and meeting the purchase price. While the program benefits first-time home buyers, it also includes current homeowners. Those who receive $7,000 can qualify for $4,000 in the form of a 5-year forgivable loan. If they live in the house for 5 years, $4,000 of the $7,000 is forgiven. The remaining $3,000 is treated as a 1% loan. McCurdy said the majority of the grant funds, however, will go toward repairing homes for low-income homeowners in the case of imminent health and safety issues, such as when a furnace quits during the winter and needs to be replaced. He said the grant does not cover Council Bluffs because the city receives its own version of funds. McCurdy said the waiting list to receive aid stands at about 300 homes right now. Some homeowners can receive aid more quickly, depending on their situations, though. The counties that participate in the program help to fund it, McCurdy said, by matching the money into the trust fund. McCurdy said demolition is part of the program as well. If a city acquires a blighted house, the funds can be used to help pay for up to 50% of the demolition costs. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports a one-day workshop focusing on nutrient reduction strategies to improve local drinking water supplies will be held on Wednesday, January 14th at the Oakland Community Building, beginning with registration starting at 8:30 a.m. The day-long session, targeted primarily for landowners and those involved with supplying drinking water, will focus on strategies that can be used to manage nutrients and improve soil health that meet both agricultural and water quality goals, as well as what members of local communities can do to protect drinking water supplies and public health through a collaboration with the agricultural sector. Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey will be the keynote speaker at a free lunch which is being provided. Those interested in attending are asked to make their reservations by calling the Golden Hills RC&D before January 7th at 482-3029. That's or emailing Michelle at goldenhillsrcd.org. There is an email address and the phone number on this same story on our webpage. The event is sponsored by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, Heartland Co-op, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Iowa State University Extension, the Iowa Corn Growers Association, Iowa Soybean Association, the Farm Service Agency, Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, Iowa American Waterworks Association, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And again, for more information, you can call Rebecca Ortom at the DNR at 515-725-8332. The Cass County Board of Supervisors received some good news during their meeting Wednesday morning in Atlantic with regard to workers' compensation and liability insurance through the Iowa Communities Assurance Pool, or ICAP. The county's insurance representative, Kip Harris, said a report from the Iowa Municipalities Worker Compensation Association showed claims filed by the county workers has dropped significantly over the past 5 years, allowing the county to save $90,000 in the cost of premiums.
I just wanted to congratulate the board and the department heads in the county for what's happened here in the last 5 years. 2010 to 2011, the experience mod for the work comp was at 1.8. Premium on that particular year was $90,000. Fast forward over to 2014, 2015, the experience mod has dropped now to 0.78. So we're 2 points below what base is at one. The pure premium would be for the county this year, $148,836, but due to the mod factor and the discounts, the net premium is $57,000. Clearly a $90,000 savings to the county because of that mod factor and what's going on. And what that relates to is we've got good department heads that hire the right people and people that are conscious of not having injuries and doing the right things out there when they're working.
Harrison, the board should congratulate the department heads and employees because it is a direct reflection on them. The cost is further affected by claims that have dropped off over the years. The net premium to the county for property casualty or liability insurance, according to Harris, is about $160,000. That's down more than $20,000 because of a voucher that was applied. The Council Bluffs Library is celebrating the upcoming fifth anniversary of Teen Central, a place where youth can study and socialize. A library worker told the Daily Nonpareil that Teen Central has increased how many programs it offers since opening in 2010. She said Teen Central began hosting between 3 and 4 programs a year. It now holds about 4 a week. Teen Central is housed on the library's second floor. The teen services manager said it was created to fill a needed gap in providing an educational area specifically for teenagers. The center is open 7 days a week, and officials say about 60 youth visit daily during the school year. Around 500 teens participate each month in the weekly programs. Elsewhere in the news, 3 people were arrested over the past week in Mills County. Sheriff's officials said on Sunday, 35-year-old Philip Michael Eshelman of Red Oak was arrested for driving under suspension following a traffic stop at around 8 p.m. His bond was set at $300. On Christmas Day, 21-year-old Rocky Allen James Runyon of Hastings was arrested at a location on Mahaffey Road. Runyon was taken into custody at around 6:10 p.m. on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. His bond was set at $300. At around 11 p.m. on December 21st, 18-year-old Colton Isaiah Story of Henderson was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on charges of OWI first offense and failure to maintain control. His bond was set at $1,000. Sheriff's deputies in Mills County also say they investigated seven separate accidents over the past week, 2 of which resulted in persons being injured. Late Monday evening, an accident on Eastman Road took place when a car went out of control on the snow and ice and entered a ditch before hitting a tree. Daniel Robbins of Council Bluffs was driving the 2012 Nissan. He was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs by Glenwood Rescue. And the morning of December 27th, Jennifer Wake of Glenwood was driving a 2005 Pontiac when the car went out of control on the icy road. The vehicle skidded across the center line of Ingram Avenue and left the roadway before rolling over at least once and coming to rest on its wheels on the southbound lane of travel just south of 250th Street. Wake was transported to Jenny Edmondson by Glenwood Rescue. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.